Nebuchadnezzar, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. A very powerful story we have depicted before us. Nebuchadnezzar has set up a statue made of gold. It's very interesting because we can, in our modern haughtiness, we can sit there and go, what foolish people these people must have been to worship statues. But in our modern society, we don't worship statues that we make. We worship the idea of a god that we make. Nebuchadnezzar is the source of the statue. It's about him. This is all about him. You will bow down and worship what I have created. If he made the statue, it cannot be God. It's ridiculous. We do not make God. God makes us. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego have a decision to make. It is a matter of life or death. Either they bow before the false image of a false god and preserve their earthly life and die inside because they lose their connection to truth, to the God of Israel, to the source of all life. Or they choose not to bow to this false image, to this lie, the threat of losing their earthly life, but having eternal life in the true God. This is a threat, this is a temptation that has been always repeated throughout history, to try and preserve one's life and in so doing losing it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It's funny, I don't know who's speaking of the three of them. But I'm sure the other two, are like, yeah, what he said, the fervor, right? We don't know if God will save us or not, but we will not bow to this. And it matters not whether he saves or preserves our earthly life. It matters not. We will not bow to this. We will not take upon ourselves the lie that this idol will be a source of life for us. And so Nebuchadnezzar is livid. Why? Because it's about him. It's all about him. He binds them with the strongest men, throws them into the furnace. There's pieces that are missing from the story. We jump pieces. The men that threw them in the fire, in the furnace, were consumed by the flames. The men who threw them in the furnace were killed in the process of throwing them into the furnace. And Nebuchadnezzar himself looks into the furnace and sees four, not three. One, like a son of God. We see depictions of what that means in the Old Testament, with the angelic beings depicted in our stained glass windows around us. One like a son of God. And what it results in is Nebuchadnezzar, who worships a false god, declaring a prayer of rejoicing. Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel to deliver the servants who trusted in him. They disobeyed the royal command and yielded their bodies rather than serve or worship any god except their own God. The witness actually invites this pagan king to bless God because of his faithfulness to his servants. Truth wins out. We see the discussion in the gospel. It is a discussion of truth. Jesus is speaking, it says, to those who believed in him. Doesn't really sound too strong in their belief. Back and forth, the dialogue. We are sons of Abraham, we are this, we are that. Jesus is like, you're trying to kill me. You're literally trying to kill me because my word has no place in you. In our modern world, there are these phrases, I don't even like to repeat them because they're so toxic. You know, that's your truth, this my truth. I'm like, do you even know what the word truth means? Because you just proved that you don't when you said it that way. This understanding that I create God. Well, that's not my God. My God is this, my God is that, my God is this. Who God is revealed. We do not create God. God reveals himself. Have you ever had a friend who thinks that friend knows you, but they don't really know you. They have a friendship with an idea of who you are, but not you. Have you ever had a friend like that? It is the weirdest thing in the world. Because you look at the person and go, I'm sorry, who are you friends with? Do you even know me? You are friends with an idea of who I am, but not me. There can be no life in this friendship. A modern version of idolatry is the person that creates their own image of God and worships it. If I am the source of my understanding or my image of God that I worship, I am worshiping myself. Jesus should shake us. When he speaks and reveals the truth of who God is, it should cause us to be shaken, to be challenged, to be purified. Trying to do that in the gospel, but his words have no place in them. They know who they are. We are sons of Abraham. So, my brothers and sisters, God reveals himself to us. And in the revelation of who God is, we are revealed. We are made true. We are set free. And in the freedom that we receive, we then can fulfill what we were created for. In that freedom, we can love.